It is Next Generation Farmer Day here on 104.9 MyFM. My guest in studio right now is Jack Oates, and Jack has been a member of the farming community for quite some time here in the Ottawa Valley, so we'd like to welcome Jack on the line, and welcome, Jack.
Hello. Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
So my first question for you there, Jack, is, you know, how did you become into the farming community? Were you part of a family that kind of grew over the generations, or is this kind of something new to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Agriculture is something I've been involved in my entire life. I'm a third generation on our family farm that's located near Cobden. That's where we raise some seed stock Charlet and Simmental cattle. And, you know, I also am employed and consult with a livestock nutrition company and work with them across North America.
So going through your day-to-day routine then, I guess, what are some things that you kind of know you have to do kind of all the time, whether it be on the farm or maybe in your consulting business?
I think part of agriculture and the life skill that's ingrained in folks in agriculture from a very young age is just a commitment to getting the job done. And every day we wake up on the farm and there's always something to be done. And you know that there's animals relying on you to provide for them and they to enable their quality of life and allow for them to survive and thrive. So we do every day, you know, everything that we can in order to benefit those animals, whether that be feeding them a quality nutrition program or checking their health and maintaining that they're always in good health.
It is Next Generation Farmer Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest in studio right now is Jack Oates. And Jack, you know, a lot of people, obviously, they take a lot of pride in what they do, and that can definitely be the same for farmers. You know, you see things like, you know, farmers feed cities and, you know, thank a farmer day and all that kind of stuff that happens right across the country. Is there a certain pride when it comes to being a farmer, especially here locally?
Most certainly. I think farming and agriculture is one of the most noble professions there is. I think farmers in general take pride every day in knowing that they're working to feed the world, essentially.
Now, is farming kind of a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week task? I mean, you know, obviously when you have animals and stuff like that, things never really seem to stop. But do you ever get a chance to maybe take a holiday?
No, there's no question. It's a full-time job. Much more than the 40 hours a week that may be expected at some occupations. There's no question these animals rely on us every hour of the day, year round. And so we have to do our best to provide for them. And in reality, there really are no days off.
Fair enough. So when you knew that you were going to be part of the next generation of farmers in your family, how early at an age did you start preparing for this career?
Well, agriculture has really shaped my life, you know, from the earliest days that I can remember, as being a toddler and growing up on the farm and having that way of life. And then from there, you know, I involved myself in a lot of different agriculture and farming activities, whether that be 4-H at the early stages. That's an incredible organization that's provided a lot of opportunity to me. And then beyond that, I made the decision to pursue post-secondary education in agriculture. I received a bachelor's degree and a master's degree focused around agriculture and specifically ruminant nutrition. So it's definitely something I've been preparing for and being involved in on a daily basis for some time.
Now, are you hoping that maybe the next generation after you will kind of carry on the family legacy?
There's no question about that. Yeah, it's certainly my plan to be involved in this industry for a lifetime and do it sustainably in order to kind of set the next generation up for success. Just recently, my wife Lauren and I just had a daughter, and we're really excited to be able to involve our daughter in agriculture.
Well, from all of us here at the station, congratulations on becoming a new dad. It is a Next Generation Farmer here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest today is Jack Oates, again, local farmer in the Cobden area. So thank you so much, Jack, for taking time out of your busy agriculture day to spend the time with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be online with you.